Okay, this is a unmodified 808. I'll fade that down and bring in the modified 808. Now, this is the kick drum. I've tuned the decay of the modified machine, so it gives about the same decay as the original one. The original one's on maximum decay, and the tone is on 4 clockwise. Now, the actual decay of TR-808s varies from one to the other due to variations in components. Very slight change in resistance will change the gain of the Twin T oscillator and considerably change the decay time. So there isn't a particular decay time that's right for a 808, but on the unmodified machine, this is what it is. And the first one of these beats has got is full accent, so it's getting about a 14 volt trigger pulse inside the machine, and the other ones are non-accented, so they're the first two are accented. No, the first one's accented and the other three aren't. Inside the 808 there's a trigger pulse, a millisecond long, normally about 5 volts high, on a non-accented note. On an accented note it's somewhere between 5 and 14 volts depending on where the accent pot is. Okay, so that's our ordinary machine. Now we'll switch over to the modified machine. And let's explore the decay first of all. I can crank the decay. The decay is currently set about 1:30 or 2 o'clock, something like that, on the dial. Now I can turn it anti-clockwise, where you should get a shorter decay, as per usual. But I can turn it clockwise and get a longer one. You can make it as long as I like. Pretty much forever. Not quite. It's overloading something. What's it overloading? Let's turn the gain back a little bit. So that can go for as long as you like. Now I'll turn it back a little bit anti-clockwise. That'll quench it. Away we go. Decay as you like, or as little. Now, the tuning, let's set it back to roughly where it was. Now, the tuning pot's currently about 2 o'clock, which I've manually adjusted to be the same tuning as the unmodified machine. We can go anti-clockwise and go to a high tuning, so that's 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Say the trigger pulse is a positive affair. If that happens while the Twin T oscillator is on its positive phase, it'll give an extra kick and it'll increase its volume, increase the energy. But if it's on a negative phase, negative part of the cycle when the positive arrives, that will reduce the oscillation or might reverse it to make it slightly positive rather than fully positive, or it might completely zero it. And so you can in principle have a TR-808 drum, TR-808 Twin T oscillator, such as in the kick, or the two snares, or the two Twin T oscillators in the snare, or the Twin T oscillator in each of the three toms, could be oscillating quite merrily or ringing quite merrily, and another trigger pulse arrives just at the point when it's negative, and it just stops it in its tracks, and there's no more oscillation on that note. So that's a natural thing, and you can hear that here, and that's just the way the TR-808 works. If you want a reliable kick drum, you need a sampler. But you can't do this kind of stuff with a sampler. Thank you. it's about as low as anybody would want to go, I think. Okay, let's have a kick back to normal. Now, the snare. We'll go to the unmodified machine. These are just pretty crappy little rhythms here, just for demonstrating things. Okay, now the that's the snare, and the the first one's got a full accent, and the second one hasn't. The tone is set in the middle. The snappy's fully clockwise. So this is the standard machine. Let's turn the snappy off. So we're just listening to two tones. Actually, there's a little bit of snappy stuff coming through there. It's just the way it's designed. That's anti-clockwise, so that's a low twin T oscillator. And that's fully clockwise with the tone control, so that's the high, purely the high the high twin T oscillator. And normally I'll have it in the middle, so that's the two of them. Now it's a pretty, you know, weedy snare sound. Could mix it up a little bit louder. And we've got the snappy, which is some gated and filtered white noise. Okay, now I'm going to turn the original machine off and turn up the modified machine and see what we can do to make this snare sound about the same. Now it won't sound exactly the same, for a number of reasons. The first one is I've changed some filtering in the white noise and the way the filtering of the tones is mixed. So it's just basically got a bit more bottom end in the noise and a bit more level in the tones. Let's just listen to the, let's turn off the snappy and let's listen to the high tone. There's our high tone. Sounding suspiciously like a coconut being hit with a pencil. But we can tune it down with the upper tone. This is the knob, the second knob on the right-hand side of the modified 808. We can tune it down. Let's turn the kick right down. So we can go as low as that. Let's turn the snappy right down. Still a little bit of it there. Okay, so this is purely the high twin T of the snare. It's as low as it goes, which is fully clockwise. That's about 12 o'clock, 11, 10, 9, fully anti-clockwise. So let's tune it down a little bit. Now the low tone is normally like this, and we can tune it down. Lower like this. Okay, so we'll set them both at 12 o'clock, and that's the guts of your snare sound. Doesn't sound very strong to me in my headphones, but it's there anyway. Now we can bring up the snappy. Now the snappy the snappy filtering is lower, so you'll hear a if we go back to the unmodified machine. Can hear that noise is considerably higher, or the low cutoff of the filtering is higher than this. It's a modified machine, so it's got a bit more. We've also got lower tones in there, of course. Let's make the tones the same, so we can just tell the difference between the snappy. It's modified. That's a normal one. That's the modified one, but it depends on the level of the noise control, which is the pot at the front on the right hand side, next to the accent button, and I've set this somewhere where I think is about normal level. We can make it lower than normal. This is the internal white noise generator that drives the snappy part of the snare, drives rumble into the toms, and is the source of signal for hand clap and the maracas. That's lower level than normal. Now I've turned the snappy right up. This is the modified machine, of course. Tone controls in the middle, noise controls fully anti-clockwise, so 7, 7.30 or whatever. Now, let's turn it up to 10 o'clock. Not much difference. Turn it up to 12. 1, 2, 2.30. Now, 3, it's starting to get pretty radical. So there's a whole different snare sound we've got going here. Let's tune those tones down again. So that doesn't sound like the ordinary machine anymore. That's the ordinary machine. Here's a modified machine. And as we crank up the noise, we'll get more and more drastic sounds. I'm just turning it slowly here because it gets really drastic right at the end. The internal noise level goes way beyond normal levels. So this doesn't sound like a snare anymore. That's the maximum level there. Just stop and listen to just one of those. I'll stop talking. Okay, compared to our unmodified friend over here. Very polite. Okay, so there's a range of things you can do with the snare. Now, in another recording, I'll explore putting sound into the noise input for the snare.